Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Joe Biden and the Democrats hired or began the process of hiring 80,000 new IRS employees and agents to audit Americans, Lee, who had $600 in their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the Democrats applauded. They thought that was the best idea ever.
Of course.
They lied. They said, well, we're going to go after millionaires. Wall Street Journal would later report, and Janet Yellen would admit, Treasury Secretary under Joe Biden, well, no, we're going after you. Gig workers, people who get paid on PayPal or Venmo. So that's people who cut hair, people who drive Ubers, people like that. Had to shake you down. They thought this was the best ever. President Trump hires one billionaire, two now. Actually, he's got two in there because he's got the co-founder of Airbnb is doing it as well. He's joined Doge. President Trump hires two billionaires who work for free to audit the federal government, and the Democrats and some Republican swampers lose their mind.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we are right now. And tax time is coming. And the American people are about to get a shock. Two kinds of people about to get a shock. Several people, actually. We're going to be one of those, because now you're going to get that form from like Venmo, PayPal. So if like you're the mom on the soccer team who buys all of the supplies and then the other parents Venmo you back, you're going to have quite a tangle with the IRS. They want to know all about what you're doing. But they don't want to know a thing about Stacey Abrams' $2 billion. They're not interested in that. They don't want to know a thing. I mean, understand something. All these people who are yelling, Lee, these are the same people who dropped off $100 million in cash to the Taliban in bags. There's pictures of it. USAID at the airport, running around saying, how will we ever get by without USAID? Well, they shake you down. So here's the problem. If you're that mom for your team and then all the parents reimburse you for what you spent, that's income. You're going to have to tangle with the IRS. And no, I just bought some Kool-Aid every game for the sports team's not going to cut it. There's moms like that in every team I've been on. They pay for the whole banquet and then the parents pay them back, stuff like that. They make reservations, that kind of thing. I don't know what we're going to do, because my daughter has a dog. She's a minor, right? She's a dog and cat sitting business. People were Venmoing her. She doesn't. She's a minor, so she doesn't have her own account. So it came into us. We're going to have to. I mean, it's going to be a mess straightening that out. And it's not a lot of money at all. It's, you know, it is for a kid, but it's not for adults. But we're going to have to deal with the IRS. That's how up in our grill they are. But Trump began the empire. Trump began striking back against the empire. He's scheduled to fire 6,000 IRS agents today. Good. Out the door. Bye-bye. Make it hard. Make it hard for them. This is a war between the American people and the government. If you want to get an idea, Lee, listen to this. This is just breaking. The math here. The math on this. Unbelievable. Credit card transactions. Federal government. Who has a credit card? I don't know. 4 million federal government credit cards. Okay, if you subtract the military, there's only 2.4 million federal employees, Lee. How does that math work? No wonder they want to teach Common Core math. So you know what we're going to figure this out? Okay, 2.4 million federal employees if you take out the military, right? I don't think your average grunt's running around with a federal credit card, but what do I know? 4 million credit cards, 90 million transactions on those credit cards. Just the transactions.
Well, I guess you just got to spread it around amongst all the banks that are donors to the Democrats, I guess.
I guess. Does Stacey Abrams have a credit card too?
Oh,
I mean,
I'm sure.
I don't.
Yeah. What's in her wallet? Yeah.
Very good, right? Okay. So, and look, the thing that I resent the most is that the mainstream media is out there. They're scaring Americans and they're not explaining to Americans what they actually should be afraid of. And Musk and Trump did it again last night.
I really want to emphasize to people that this is a very important point. If we don't solve the deficit, there won't be money for medical care. There won't be money right. for Social Security. We either solve the deficit or all we'll be doing is paying debt.
Nobody's
so
ever...
it's got to be solved, or there's no medical care, there's no Social Security, there's no nothing. It's got to be solved. It's not optional. America will go bankrupt if this is not done. That's why I'm here.
It's important for people to understand he's doing a big job. He's doing a very thankless job. It's really a thankless job. But he's helping us to save our country. Our country was in serious trouble, and I had to get the best guy.
Theresa Payton is one.
Yeah,
the
so
White
she
House
goes on talking about that, and she said, you know, she's agreeing. She's a Bush, you know, era woman spokesperson. She's like, yeah, we're broke. We're broke. And the American people, when they poll this, the American people do not know. When you see these polls, Lee, what's our debt? They'll be like, $12 million. It's $36 trillion. Yeah. We are well and truly broke.
Quickly approaching $37
trillion. Yes. And the problem we have, and Musk explained this in the interview with Hannity, the second part of it, we hit parity with the Pentagon spending. That was last year. In this coming year, we are looking at $1.2 trillion in debt. Okay, so we're now $200 billion past the Pentagon budget. Just in debt, a year. And put it another way, and this to me really woke me up hearing it put this way by Senator Ron Johnson. He said, listen, spending has increased 75% since 2019. We went from trillion dollars a year to over $7 trillion a year in spending since 2019. That is why we got the sudden impact of the inflation, which, by the way, is going back up. And Trump made a point of telling us that in this interview. Look, I didn't do it, but it's going back up. So this is real. This is not a joke. We cannot drop off $40 million a pop in cash to the Taliban anymore. We can't give them another $3.4 billion as we have since 2021. We cannot gift them $9 billion worth of military equipment. Just figure we'll just re-up it. We can't do these crazy things we do anymore. We cannot hand Stacey Abrams $2 billion.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you even imagine?
Oh, I can imagine. It's never going to happen. Yeah.
All you have to do, if you're the right Democrat in good standing, as Stacey Abrams did, I can't wrap my mind around this. We're just finding this out from Doge. All you have to do, just start a nonprofit, put climate blah, blah, whatever, call it climate blah, blah. Yeah. And $100 a month was the most that it had ever taken in. It hasn't even been around for years, or hadn't been around for years at the time this was awarded. This was last year, right? That this way. It hadn't even been around. $2 billion just transferred into it. And they are up in my grill. In my Venmo account, wanting me to account for every dollar I spent on the sports team and every dollar my little girl, who's a minor, made walking dogs? So you can transfer it to Stacey? Because she's the right people?
Yeah, that's pretty much the plan, Tara.
That's where we are. Yeah. Oh, and the Taliban.
Well, yeah.
And Hamas.
Got to get our enemies in there.
By the way, did you see, it's so heartbreaking because it was one of the iconic photos and videos of October 7th, that beautiful mom and her two toddlers being kidnapped from her home. From her home. She is not a combatant.
No.
She's a mom.
Yes.
One of them is a baby, 9 months old. The other one's in diapers.
Mm-hmm.
They're all dead.
Yeah. Their bodies returned today.
Hamas killed them.
Yeah.
And here's the thing you need to understand, okay? Remember this at tax time and get good and mad. Our government paid $265 million to something called the PA, Palestinian Authority. What they do is they pay bounties for life to Hamas terrorists. So if you go kill a mom and some babies, they will pay your bills for life. If you die doing that, they pay your family. They announced $97 million in payments to Hamas. In other words, those two beautiful redheaded babies that you saw, they're dead. You paid the terrorist who did that. By the way, USA was where it was transferred through. And here's the thing, Lee. This is the thing. People don't know this. During the last Trump administration, 2018, we passed a bill through Congress, and rightfully so, outlawing the funding of the Palestinian Authority, specifically because they pay bounties to terrorists who kill Israelis and Americans. It's illegal. You cannot fund them, okay? Absolutely, somebody should go to prison. And USAID's like, and just passes the money. Passes the money. That money that I just told you about went to the Taliban, it ultimately, the way we got it to them, because they're a designated terror org, so the banks wouldn't transfer it. That's why we had to load it in bags of cash and bring it out there, right? And you could see all the links documenting that on my X feed right now. So we drop it off, right? Our government prints money for the Taliban, like in their denominations, like their currency, right? And then we do this elaborate, we drop off our cash and we take theirs, which is just paper, right? We've printed it. They put it in the Bank of Afghanistan. Who controls the Bank of Afghanistan? Well, that obviously is the Taliban, the terror group, right? But I mean, like, who actually controls the Bank of Afghanistan? A wanted terrorist, designated terrorist, who was behind the IED campaign that cost more than 1,000 U.S. soldiers their lives. It's called the DAB Afghanistan Bank. It's headed by Noor Ahmad Aga, a specially designated terrorist of the United States of America, our government, called the financier of bomb making, include IEDs, killed over 1,000 American soldiers. He oversees your money. So, Lee, I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear any warning. I think that John Cornyn can just go ahead and shut up. Because when our government is doing this, and these are crimes, Trump, you have to take it all back. You have to do something so radical. It hasn't been done since 1886, which is what his executive order. He says, you know what? I'm taking all of these committees that are dispersing this money in these agencies, all these independent agencies, I'm clawing it all back. It's running out of my office. I can't trust you people. And you have, Lee, John Cornyn, Republican, allegedly, from Texas overnight screaming this is unconstitutional? Well, I don't hear him screaming about the Taliban money. I don't hear him scream about the $2 billion for Hamas. That's illegal, too, by the way, because they're a designated terror group. USAID funded them the money after October 7th. I don't hear him screaming about the bounty payments to the terrorists. I don't hear him screaming about any of it. But boy, Trump tries to stop it and he screams bloody murder. But this is good. This is how we know who the enemy is inside the government, inside Congress. And it's John Cornyn. Go ahead and identify yourself. That's what he just did. Because this has to change, folks. What Trump is doing is extreme, but it is in reaction to extremity and insanity. That's the only way. It's like when your teenager does something bad, you have to take the checkbook back. You know, I cannot allow you to have the checkbook. You got a problem. You got a problem. Texter writes, returning bodies is not the same as returning hostages. How much suffering in the world has been financed by the American taxpayer? Honestly, when you start looking at where the USAID terror money went, I don't know that we would need a war on terror without USAID funding terror. They got nothing to say about that in the Senate. You will not. By the way, you won't hear it from Tim Scott. You won't hear it from Lindsey Graham. And you will not hear it from John Cornyn. No, they want to scream that Trump is out of control. Okay, go ahead.